Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path?
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 12listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life. On demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 12listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 12listen.com and the 12 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Mom?
Dad?
You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your pumpkin face. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
And go to fourparents.gov
for help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait to have sex.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your muffin head.
Your cuddle bug.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Wandering around, wondering why hit the glass with so much speed. What was I doing that I didn't see the glass? I was moving way too fast. I was moving way too fast. Felt like I was standing still. So I tried to gain some speed with my mind and with my will, wanting to feel something moving in me, moving like the fishes in the sea, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the real vibration, sweet liberation, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one with the one.
One with the one with the one.
Working it out, she's wondering why she married in such haste. There was no dream of love was sweeter than the truth that came to pass. And the dream is still a dream, especially when you're moving fast. She was moving way too fast, felt like she was moving slow. So she tried to gain some speed with her mind, and off she goes, wanting to feel something deeper within, deep like a power in the wind, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one with the real vibration, sweet liberation, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one with the one.
yourself on a deeper level, oh, nobody can get between you. When you marry yourself, fall in love with yourself, and you know how good you can do for yourself and be for yourself. You know there's nothing you can't have. Woo, Lord. You just protect yourself from foolishness. Yes, yes, yes. Ricky Byers Beckwith, One with the One. That's from her CD, Let My Soul Surrender. Her website address is weletitbe.com. Ricky Byers Beckwith and Michael Bernard Beckwith is going to be in Atlanta in September. For more information, go to hillsideinternational.org. Hillside, HILLSIDE, international.org, to find out more information. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. Because you make a difference as you recognize who you are. And even if you're still not sure, just by your existence, you make a difference. Just feel your heartbeat. And as your heart is beating, become aware that that is your connection to the life force of life. That is the sound of the life force of life in you, saying you are here. Go forth and multiply the consciousness of love, of truth, and transformation. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on Life Conversations Radio. I Am is your host, and the I Am presence is uniquely expressing as Life Coach at a, the metaphysical doctor, the metaphysical rebel, the all the other names. It's expressing as Celeste, uniquely expressing as Celeste. Oh, we need to clear his throat right now. Cough. There we go. Yeah, so much coming through. Says, hey, give me some room. Clear your throat. The I Am presence is uniquely expressing as you right where you are. Embrace it, allow it, and set it free. I welcome all of you listening on the phone lines. Thank you for tuning in. Those of you in the online and archive, wherever you are, on your phone, on your iPad, I don't know, I am, I don't care, wherever you're listening from. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Even if you're not in a body, if you're a non-physical being, thank you for supporting us on our transformation journey, because we need the non-physical beings. shine your light and love on us and our within radio listeners. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being part of this soulful gathering. This month, our theme is living your soul's intention, and all the guests that we're bringing on are here to support you on that journey. Today, we want to talk about meditation. Almost every show we do, almost all the shows, we talk about meditation. It's so common. It's like McDonald's French fries and French fries. You know, if you know McDonald's, you know the French fries. If you're on a spiritual path, you know about meditation. Now, you may not really get into meditation, and you think you don't have time, or all that other blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? We're going to help you just shut it all up so you become real still and listen. And speaking of listening, I want to bring my friend, my co-producer on, and make sure you listen to her, because your life would never be the same. She has a voice that's so healing. Watch and listen to this. Hello, Celeste. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you doing today, Life Coach, today?
I feel bathed by the energy of your voice.
Well, I've had a lot of time to rest and really be at one with the One. So, you know, I'm moving through and listening these days. So I bet my voice has that quality.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And life is good. Life is good. Through it all.
Of course. I also know that you are a big fan of laughter. So I also spent some time.
Me?
That's you.
Last time.
You like to laugh.
I ain't got time to laugh. I'm too serious to laugh. Come on now.
You know, laughter is a spiritual matter, you know, in terms of cleansing the spiritual palate. So I spent some time with Jerry Lewis last night. That also helped a lot.
Okay, that's good. Yes, laughter is healing. I understand. I understand. I overstand. Yes, yes, yes.
So we have some beautiful people in the chat room. We had an entrance that was so unusual. I wanted to bring your attention to it. Benzie,
oh,
and hey,
really?
Boom.
Benzie.
I haven't been booked in the chat room before, and that was fun.
Benzie's bringing the fire.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, well. Thank you, thank
you,
thank you.
My pleasure.
Yeah.
I want to tell these beautiful people about what you have in store for them coming up.
Well, since your voice is so healing, you can tell them anything. Go read the alphabet, sing a song, they'll be happy.
Elemental P. Okay.
Oh, Lord. Elemental peace.
Yeah, we always sing it fast. You know?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Right. Here we go. I'm ready for the art of meditation. I cannot wait till Bronwyn joins us. So, hello, family. We're going to do it. Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the Nutty Professor, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You could even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Today and our wonderful guest, Bronwyn Morgan, can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page on Facebook. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. If you don't do or can't get on Facebook, you can go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations Radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. Did you know that you have access to Life Coach Today any time of the day? Sure you do. You can email him any questions you may have, and he will answer them on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachtoday.com. Is there a topic you would like Life Coach Today to explore on an upcoming show? You can email him that too. Let's get Life Coach Today's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of August is living your soul's intention. And we have wonderful guests lined up who will help shift you one conversation at a time. Tomorrow, Life Coach Today is flying solo to provide you soul food for your consciousness. You don't want to miss his download. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Ambassa Safira for the play experience. Have you played with yourself today? Have you passionately loved and appreciated you? If not, take a trip on the playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, tune in to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today on the last Wednesday of the month. learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. Be sure to join me as well for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we connect with introspective tools like tarot, medicine cards, and black angel cards to get you more clarity about your life's journey. For more info, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. You'll find a calendar and a listing of all the shows. Did you know that the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated? It is on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, then hover, don't click, on the Life Conversations radio menu, then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. Or you can also go to the Life Conversations radio and or the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page and click on the donate button. We thank you in advance, family, for being such a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Thank you. Thank you, Celeste. Let me ask you something. Is it just me? Today seems like one of those days where, well, for me anyway, I know I can use another 2-3 hours in bed sleeping. Mm-hmm. So, do you kind of have one of those days? Is it feeling like that to you, or is it just me?
It's been that day for me, my friend.
It was that day yesterday and today. I don't know. I just feel like, not sluggish, but like, I feel like I just want to rest and relax.
Where, you know, you're having the perfect show, Art of Meditation.
I know.
Getting it together, because it's really, I do feel very, very sleepy, but, you know, I have to check out astrologically what's moving.
Yeah, something going on. And if you're not feeling sleepy, you don't feel like you need some rest, you just ain't spiritual enough.
Did you really? Wow, it is. Where is the love?
If you don't feel sleepy or sluggish,
that you're not spiritual enough.
So that means they're not in tune to energy. If they're in tune to the energy, they'll be feeling what I'm feeling. And because all I think is what matters, because I am one with the one.
Lindsay in the chat room says that they got 10 hours of sleep, so I'm more awake today, laugh out loud. So perhaps Lindsay is the one who got it. And I also, you're going to have to play something. You're going to have to play, you know, the one piece.
Yeah, I'm going to play some. Now, I got something that I'm going to play that's going to bring all of us to calm our teeth down. But I think Benji got it, yes. I did not get 10 hours sleep. And anyway, let's move right along.
One more thing, and happy belated birthday to Carly Jackson. She's in the house. Nice to see you, baby.
Hold on a minute. Let me go wake up my singing voice, because that's why I said that. But I was talking to my singing voice last night. We didn't go to bed about.
What did it say What did your singing voice say?
My singing voice. My voice was like, man, can you just be quiet and try and go to sleep? But let me see if I can wake my singing voice up. Because we got to do a shout out to Carly. But I don't know. We don't do shout outs anyway, so.
All right, I'm going to let you get to it. Believe you.
That's my singing. Okay.
Yeah, I'm running before you decide to sing. Seriously.
Okay. I think I'm just going to do it. Only if my singing voice can't show up, I do it. Okay. Thanks, Celeste.
You got it. I got you.
All right. My singing voice refused to be part of the party, and Carly's in the house, and, you know. Well, and Carly did say that do you we are one. Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? Carly's an amazing singer, so here we go. I really tried to get my singing voice, but they're still slipping. They're sleeping. They got to wake up around, I don't know. You know those singers. They stay in bed all day. I guess I got to show up. Let's go a little bit. One, two. Happy birthday to you, Carly. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. All these people coming through me at once. Jesus, y'all calm down. Dear Carly, happy birthday to you. I can't help it. They all want to sing to you. God is blessing you now. God is blessing you now. God is blessing you now. Jesus. God is blessing you now. Carly, I'm sorry. I try to get my singing voice, but all these other folks who are no singing folks wanted to come through. So what can I say? If you didn't like my singing voice, imagine that you were the one singing to yourself, Carly. Happy birthday, my dear friend. And we got to get you on the show to talk about how you are living your soul's intention, how you are saying yes to life. The urban shaman's in the house. So everybody behave. Take a breath. Be still. We're going to take a break, play a little bit of song, and then we'll bring on the beautiful, the wonderful, the passionate, the amazing Bronwyn Morgan. Are y'all talking about me in the Facebook? I don't care what you say about my voice, because everything you say about my voice is simply a reflection of your consciousness. So I know you are loving beings, so and you can't help with anything good. And even if I read it differently, I know you mean it. Let's see what some people are saying. Oh, I knew it. My folks can't say nothing but good. So let's take a quick break. We'll come back with David Pramal to welcome the urban shaman, Bronwyn Morgan, and we're going to get ready. So go get your sage, go get your tea, light a candle, and get ready to cross your legs. And even if you're driving, be responsible. Because people are so kind of, like, you got to tell people, this coffee is hot. What? I went to a gas station the other day, and they have a sign saying how, when and how to wash your hands. I'm thinking, what the flip is going on? Well, let's take a break. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back to elevate in consciousness, to hang out with all the non-physical beings. If you're ready for it, we'll see you tomorrow. Anyway, we'll be back.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimki Center for Wholeness. Ahimki is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimki is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimki Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimki mind management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's A-H-I-M-K-I ki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Many blessings to you. Now we're getting ready to go deep in consciousness, to experience the truth of who we are and will be. We'll play a little bit of this and a little bit of that. But the journey's already started. I want to take you on a journey to learn how to fall in love with yourself. Deva Pramal and me, Gayatri Mantra. Enlightened Life Coach Ade is here now. The other one, I've sent him out to go take a break. He's playing too much. He ain't got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Y'all talking about me in the chat room. America got talent? Please. I am talent. What are you talking about? Carly Jackson is my voice coach. And don't you just love the work she did with me? I can have so many people sing through me at once. That's some real talent right there. Or schizophrenia.
Okay, let's get this party started. My dear friend, my sister is in the house. Why am I hot? I'm not hot from embarrassment. I'm hot because there's a lot of energy. I'm sweaty, actually. Ooh, that's too much information. Dude, calm down. All right, okay. Dave, come on, we can kind of slide you down. Okay, I have it underneath me because I love this song. And they're going to be joining us in September. September 23rd, I think. Well, just keep listening. So, let me read a little bit about Bronwyn Morgan. And I know you came here to listen to me, but I like to share my guests with you. I don't know what's going on. Bronwyn Morgan is the founder and resident teacher of Bliss in Me Meditation, where she facilitates a modern approach to meditation. Bliss in Me is her purpose and her reality. And that's the truth. Bronwyn trained in the meditative arts with teachers from around the world, from monks to gurus to shamans. She practices the arts as taught by ancient meditation practices. She is a Chodan, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, level 2 Reiki practitioner. She shares this truth in contemporary terms and makes it real to life. Okay, let's leave it as that. Bliss in Me wants each guest to feel supported, accepted, and embraced. And I know this sister's work. I know her because I work with her. She definitely knows how to make truth real, how you can apply it in your life. And I'm so grateful to have her join us today. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my friend, my sister, myself, Bronwyn Morgan. Hello, Bronwyn. How are you doing?
Oh, Andre, how are you?
I am blissed out.
Oh, man, that's great. That is fantastic
for a Tuesday. Yes, indeed. You're in the house, of course.
Thank you so much for such a warm welcome. I appreciate that.
Oh, you are welcome. You know, you are very welcome. Let's keep it moving. Now, I read a little bit about you, but there's so much more about you that the world needs to know. But I also believe that it's important to hear from you who you really are. So my first question for you is, who are you? Who is Bronwyn Morgan?
Well, thank you. That's a great way to start the dialogue. And a question that I often ask others, you know, who are you? And at the end of the day, at its pure essence, I'm pure consciousness. And that's really the sole purpose of my beingness. And it is then to fulfill what pure consciousness fulfills in this plane of existence. And that's rooted in peace and love, compassion and bliss while I'm experiencing life in this Maya, in this world, the physical world that we're seeing in front of us. So I can officially change my name to Pure Consciousness after this call.
And it'll suit you very well. And you express that pure consciousness. You are truly, for me, an urban shaman, because you have a way of just shift ancient wisdom in the way people can get it. And I don't think you even try. You're not trying to be funny, but you break it down. It's just like you have people in stitches. I remember coming to your meditation class. I was like, wow, the first time I met you. I was like, wow, this woman is funny. And you're just talking like, you know, like you're just doing your thing. And you just have a way of bringing what I call grounded spirituality. So I'm grateful for our conversation that we're having right now. Now, you're welcome. Let's go deeper. This month on the Ask Life Coach at a radio show, the theme is Living Your Soul's Intention. And all the shows we do on Life Conversations Radio, we're always talking about meditation, forgiving, and really just take a moment to be still, to rest. Some of us are doing it. Some people make apologies for not meditating. It's like, I know I'm supposed to meditate, but I just don't have time.
Or when I sit down to meditate, I start hearing everything. It's like, hello, presence. But anyway, before we break down how, you know, the types of meditation, the benefits, and all the other stuff we're going to share, I want to ask you, what is meditation?
Well, at its core, it's simply the art of focusing on a virtuous object and being still. We certainly put a lot more around it depending on the tradition or the practice, but at its very essence, it's just that. And then it's that bare awareness in that time of focus that allows us to recognize and realize the present moment, the nowness, and what's also called awareness.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And that simple process can be challenging for people sometimes to focus.
Absolutely.
People say, I can't concentrate, I can't focus.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk with us about people that you work with or, and, you know, people who are in that space saying, I really get it, I now need to meditate, I want to have it as part of my daily spiritual practice, but I need some help. There are different kinds of meditation. I guess let me go here first. A different kind of meditation. How do you describe your type of meditation, and what process do you take people through?
Well, you're right. There are many, there's probably thousands of types of meditations. Again, it depends on the practice. I teach primarily mindfulness meditation, and to me that is the core and base foundation for any practice, whether it's transcendental, it really doesn't matter. Without that mindfulness at its core, because that's what we're working to do, is to really bring the mind to the now, and to watch the thoughts that are floating by, and to not get engaged with those thoughts, but to really start to train the mind and create these bigger spaces between the thinking. And so mindfulness is the core essence of what I like to introduce to people. And as they go deeper and deeper into their practice, and they practice at home, and they start watching the mind, and they understand what's happening to them when they're starting to think, when they're reacting, and how they're creating the world around them based on their thoughts and then their reaction to their feelings, mindfulness comes back up again as just such a very clean and precise practice that allows you to really know your pure consciousness and your true nature.
Mm-hmm. You said that word again, pure consciousness, pure awareness.
Yes.
And I know a little bit of your story, and I think I really, if you don't mind, share how you got into all of this. How did you get into this blessed state of consciousness? What happened? How did it happen
for
you?
I was actually telling the story to someone last night in an amazing connection and kinship that we found out that we've had after knowing each other for many years. And it started after I was going through a pretty tumultuous time in my life. I'd been divorced. I was having a very successful job, but it was very demanding and challenging. And so every day was, you know, it was really a quest to get up and to make it into the office. And I just started to think there's got to be more to this story. You know, life's pretty good overall, sure, but there's this kind of underlying stressfulness and uncertainty and misunderstanding. You know, what's really driving this? Because it can't be about everybody else. You know, your friends, your partner, your boss. What is your role in it? And at that moment when I opened myself up and I started to ask that question, I started to read more. So I was reading the popular books of the day, like The Way Room Masters, The Celestine Prophecy, any and everything I could get my hands on by Wayne Dyer, Deepak Chopra. And I went on a little vacation out to Northern California. And while on a beach, I started to meditate. Couldn't pray, couldn't do anything really in that moment. I just felt stuck and clogged. And in that moment, I actually had an out-of-body experience. I truly transcended my body. And I had an amazing conversation with God of my own. And it was a situation that was as real in 1994 as it is in 2013, almost 20 years later. And it is as vivid for me now as it was then. And it was as real as the conversation that I'm having with you. I wasn't asleep. I hadn't taken any kind of psychotropic drugs or any kind of drugs for that matter, not even coffee. Mm-hmm. And in that experience, I recognized that God was bigger than anything I could ever fathom in my thoughts and in my thinking. And that God is a present energy right now.
Bronwyn, can you hear me? Yeah,
yes.
Your phone is doing things. I think that what happened in 1994 is trying to happen again. Your voice sounds like you're going out of space. But I don't know if you're... Yeah, it sounds kind of interesting. Okay, well, let's keep going. We can still hear it, but if there's anything you can adjust over there.
Okay. Let's see if that helps. How's that? Did that improve?
Not really. Okay, let's do this. Are you using a cell phone or something? Are you close or you signal? Because it's kind of like signal. Kind of breaking up, like almost like the underwater
sound.
Yeah,
I'm noticing that as well with you because my signal strength appears to be strong. Is it better?
Oh.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, let's see. Let's move through it. Oh, I'm the one breaking up. Oh, she's breaking up. We're breaking up. Everybody's breaking up. Okay. So let's just say your sound is breaking up. Okay, let's take a quick break. Let's take a quick break and see what we can do over here. And
okay.
So, because we want to hear this story. Hi.
Absolutely. I'll call back.
Okay. Live radio for you. And if I'm breaking up, let me shut up. What are we going to do here? Let's see. I don't know what I'm going to do. I wasn't ready for that. Okay, let's do all of it. Let's do this. Celeste, what should we do? Play a song? Yeah, let's play a song. I sound better now? Okay. All right. I guess I wasn't supposed to play a song. Yeah, I'll say. Well, let's see. Let me. Bronwyn's still on there. Let me. Okay. Oh. Okay. So I'm getting messages on phones and Facebook and telling me I'm good now. Let's bring Bronwyn back. I think she was just. I told you, Bronwyn is so deep and powerful. She's bringing all those folks with her again. Let's try it again. Can you tell them that on this planet we need to hear what we're saying? We know to transmit through thought and energy, really. Can tell them to tone it down a little bit, okay?
Exactly.
But not too much. Just
exactly.
Enough that we can hear. Okay, so let's take it from where you said that it's just as real for you in 2013 as it was in 1994.
Right. And it was this experience for me on this beach in Northern California while meditating was life-changing. I'm not sure how much was heard, but I sat on this beach by myself with spiritual books around me. I was listening to spiritual music, trance music. I had all my journals. You know, I was prepared. And I couldn't pray. I don't know what to ask for. I just stopped and surrendered the moment, and I just said out loud, "Can you help me?" And in that moment, I went to a very quiet place in my practice, and within a matter of minutes, I transcended my body, and I floated out over the water, and the experience was very real. It was extremely real. It wasn't, you know, I was definitely conscious while it was happening. And it was quite frightening at first. I thought I was having some kind of hallucination, or maybe I was having a nervous breakdown, or maybe I had opened a portal in spirituality that was much bigger than I was ready to handle. And I decided to just be with it for a minute, and a voice said, "Just let go. It's okay." And I did that. And I had an amazing conversation with God of my own. And, you know, as I said earlier, for me, I recognized that God was bigger than anything I could have ever fathomed. God was more right now, and this energy that we call God was more present than anything that I could imagine. It was more far-reaching than anything I could have thought of. And during this experience that I had in this conversation, many things were revealed to me. And one of the things that was revealed to me was that this universal energy and powers had a lot for me to do. And the only thing that I had to do was to believe. And I accepted that. And after that, life changed. And I started on a new path. And it has been evolving, and it continues to evolve for me. And so much from that experience has been confirmed or reinforced, if you will, over the last 19 years to a level that it could be no mistake that what I experienced wasn't a dream or a hallucination. It was very, very, very real. And I knew that there was a message that I had to share with people, and that the most important message was the one that I was getting for myself, and that was one of learning to know who I really am and what my true nature really is and the capabilities of my divinity beyond what appears to my eyes. So
yeah.
That became the genesis for bliss in me.
Yes, yes. It's not something you got to go out and get. It's right where we are. I listen to that journey. It's just like, you know, you talk about letting go and in the space of not knowing what to pray for. I mean, I've been through those moments, and there are times when in that space we're left with nothing but to say, what? Here I am, and all that other stuff. And it's for me, I really know that God meets us right where we are, whatever name you call it. And you know, this whole thing about truth, sometimes it's so liberating that sometimes people use the truth to put themselves in bondage, and because there's this fast pace. I want to talk about some of the things, the process, and I wanted to talk about the process of meditation, and then after that, we're going to take a break, and then when we come back, maybe you can take us through a mindful meditation. What are the let's start with this first. Let's talk about the misconceptions of meditation, because people have all kind of ideas. What are the misconceptions of meditation?
Oh, wow. I think one of the first and an obvious ones I'm often hit with is that people think I teach yoga. And I don't. I take yoga, but I don't teach it. So there's a distinction between the yoga arts and then the art of the mental aspect of what meditation is. And yoga in and of itself is a meditation, but it's done in this unification with the allness through the asanas of the body. What we're doing here at Bliss in Me Meditation, and what many other teachers are teaching, this is about learning to watch the mind, to calm the mind, and to move beyond the preoccupation with the self, with me, I. Because that's when we start to get, you know, into some deeper water that can be a bit more choppy. Because of this, of so many different types of meditations that are being taught through different traditions and religious practices, you know, people aren't really sure what it really is at its core. You know, what is Kundalini meditation? Yeah, certainly a form of meditation. Transcendental is certainly a form of meditation. I mean, the list goes on and on. And again, it just depends on who your teacher is, what you feel you need at the time, and different people learn in different ways. So I don't know that there's necessarily a right or wrong way to meditate. There's walking meditation. What happens, though, is that meditation shouldn't be an event. It becomes a lifestyle. And you are meditating. And at every moment, you have a mind of meditation. That means the mind is focused, as I said, on a virtuous object, and that object can be the breath. But it's about allowing the mind to stay in the right now and not to get carried off with any and every thought that pops into our head, which is what often happens. We get so carried away with what's going on and the thoughts, and we let them carry us away, and then we start to have feelings as it relates to that, and then actions and reactions that may not most of the time are not grounded in anything that's real. It's the manufactured ideas in the head. So I think the other misnomer about meditation is that I can't do it. I can't do that. That's just too much. I can't sit still for 2 minutes. And if you listen to that coming out of your own mouth, might be a red flag to say, well, why can't I? I can't sit by myself and quiet for 5 minutes and just allow my mind to settle. That's a really telling statement. And whenever people say that to me, I'll say, of course, that's why you're coming to class. And then they're like, okay. And so, and you have to be ready. You know, they always say when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. You have to be ready for it, because if you're not, it'll be very tough for you. It'll be very challenging. And even though what we're doing is actually allowing you and the mind to settle down and slow down, which you would think is the most simplest thing, for many people, it feels almost unbearable to be able to sit with their own thoughts and not be afraid of them or run from them or feel the need to or be compelled to go do something.
What about people who say, you know, when I get still, my mind gets distracted. I think of what I need to do. I start worrying about what I need to cook later, or I'm late for work. And, you know, that's just too much. I can't get to a peaceful stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's like, okay, yeah, you and everybody else on the planet and everybody that's come before us and most that will come after us. So, you know, we're not new and unique in having that experience. That is an understanding of how the mind works. And, you know, the way that the mind has been conditioned and trained and the way that it operates in this world that we live in. And so, yes, and that doesn't mean that I'm not thinking often about what I need to buy at the store later. I just may not choose to focus on that. Doesn't mean that I don't have to go to the store later or that I'm going to magically snap my fingers and the groceries can appear. That's another show. We'll talk about that. But because they can, but we'll get to that later. But this is about not allowing that to dominate you, because you can get to the point where you're so overworked by it, you just have to get up and run out and go to the store. Because it has just become such a gnawing energy, you know, at you. And that's what happens to people. It's not necessarily multitasking at the physical level. It's the multitasking that we do in the head, and we become, the circuits burn out because everything's firing at the same time. Do it now. Got to get it done now. Now, 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 now. And there's just, we're overwhelmed by that. And so, yes, and I often tell people, when you've been operating your entire life, whether you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, however old you are, it's taken you a long time to perhaps come to this practice. And we didn't grow up with meditation culturally here in the West. Some people did, but not the majority of us. And so what I'm doing now is, let's say you're 40, I'm asking you to sit still and slow down a 747. And as I always give this example, when you think about a 747 landing, it needs a long, long runway, because it has all that energy and power. Even once you apply the brakes and you pull back on the throttle and the engine and reverse them, it still needs a long way to glide. It just doesn't stop on a dime. Same thing with an aircraft carrier or a train. It has to have some distance. And we have to be able to sit long enough first to allow the body to relax. And then the mind can relax. But for most people, it's not happening in 5 minutes, then you know what? I can't do it. And then we just get back up. And I say, well, if you were training for a marathon and you hadn't run in 5 years, do you think you're going to be able to get to the end of that 26 miles after 5 minutes of practice? No. You're going to probably run a half a mile and be tired. Maybe the next week you do a mile and you build up. But we don't tend to exercise that same level of understanding, appreciation, and discipline in the practice for spiritual growth.
Yes, yes, indeed. And what about people, because I've spoken to people who'd say, you know, my life was very stressful, and I'm now reading spiritual books. I started meditating, but since I started meditating and reading spiritual books, it looks like all these things are happening. I'm having all kind of things show up in my body. It just looks like chaos is happening. Have you heard people have that kind of experience
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it is during, doing the practice of Reiki on someone or taking them through the through meditation as a practice, a lot of things are coming to the surface that have been hidden for a long time. And that can be very challenging for us because once we're still, a lot of things bubble up, and some of those things we may not want to deal with. It could be, certain manifestations that have taken place in the body at a physical level that may show up as an illness. It could be even a rash. It could be a headache. It could be your body purging certain things that you didn't even know where it came from. It could be mental discomfort. Oh, I don't want to think about those thoughts. Oh, no, I've been suppressing that and kind of keeping that on the back burner, pretending like that's never really been a problem. Oh, I don't want to deal with that because that's coming up now. My love, hatred, fear, pain, or whatever, many of those things will become present. But the first thing that we have to do is accept what has or is happening and being able to let something come to the surface and know that it's just a thought or it's a manifestation that's expressing itself or presenting itself in some form so that we can then allow it to dissolve through an amazing level of focus, concentration, penetration, and presence. It might get a little bit more, it might get a little bit more uncomfortable before it becomes comfortable.
Yes, yes. The clean up can be messy until before the build up. Like, oh my God, that girl's in here. I thought I got rid of that. Oh gosh. Yes, yes, yes. We are going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to move Celestial Moment. We have a segment we do at 1 o'clock, but we'll move it, and then we'll come back, talk about the benefits of meditation. And some other things about meditation, and maybe you can take us through a process, the listeners, to experience your style. And so we'll be back.
Right.
So you can go drink some water, go for a walk, tap in, tune in, whatever you want to do. But when we come back to you, please be present. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. My guest, my sister, my friend is Bronwyn Morgan. She's a healer, a teacher, a meditation coach. I call her the urban shaman. She is the founder of Bliss in Me Meditation. And to find out more about Bliss in Me Meditation, go to Bliss in Me, blissinme.com. We're also taking questions. If you have any questions, or maybe you've experienced Bronwyn and you just want to give a love out, we don't do shout outs. Because if you come here and do shout outs, we would hang up on you. Nah, we're not that mean. A little bit, but not that much. 347-426-3346 is the number you are listening to. Ask Life Coach at a radio show. We're here Monday to Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern, and you can post your questions as well. If you can't call in because you're at work and you don't want people to know you're listening to your friend Bronwyn or your naughty professor, Life Coach Ade, so you can email a question to ask@lifecoachade.com. ask@lifecoachade.com. I was thinking of so many email addresses. I just need one. I don't know how to do it. Or you can post your questions on the like pages and the fan pages. Like page, fan page, same thing. I need to meditate. It's Life Conversations Radio or Ask Life Coach at a radio show. You'll find it. Let's take a breath. All together now. We'll be back. We're going to take a break.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Yes, indeed. For more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused, or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
And that is the truth. And that is Carly Jackson, my voice coach. I put her to work. Carly's in the chat room. C-A-R-L-L-I-E. Jackson, J-A-X-E-N. Go to Facebook. You can find her there and send her an email. Tell her you want to buy her CD. That's right. Oh, she's going to kill me for that. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Adam Radio Show. We are talking about the art of meditation. And we've got a meditation coach in the house, Urban Sharman, Bronwyn Morgan. And we've been discussing the you know, just the things you can just let go to relax. Because it's not that deep. It's about embracing and allowing and letting life happen through and as you. But it's not always easy because the mind wants to take control. Wait. What you mean get still? We got things to do. You can get still, but I'm going to think about what I want to do. So we got a meditation coach here to coach you through it. So, Bronwyn, welcome back. How was your break?
Thank you. Yeah. Wonderful. Thank you. I needed that.
Good. Good. Now, let's talk about the benefits of meditation. And then, let's start there. I have so much I want to ask you. I'm all excited.
Sure. No, well, you know, there are some of the obvious ones as it relates to a reduction in stress, improved health benefits, lower blood pressure, hypertension, reduction, less stress on your heart. So there are many, many physical benefits to meditation, and you become just a much more easygoing and a lot more present in most of your interactions with people, because often we're not present. We're somewhere else. We're in the mind. We're thinking. Or the ego is taking over, and we're, you know, second-guessing or in some kind of way boosting ourselves up to be different or separated from the person that people that we're talking to. So at a physical level, it has great, great value. At a psychological level, it can help us sort through jumbled thoughts and feelings that maybe for so long kind of had caught up and tripped up because we just couldn't quite identify the source of our discomfort, of our anger, of our fear, of our insomnia, of our edginess. And through this practice of presence, we're able to go beyond that, and the truth can start to really penetrate deep within, and we no longer have to be afraid of those feelings. And so we become much more approachable, I think, much more affable, much more present, a lot less egotistical, and hopefully a little bit more compassionate and humble in the process. And I think the other one is that we actually probably then start to know more of our greatness. We're not so encumbered by a thinking that we can't, but more of a thinking that we can. And we're really able to live not only this life, but an eternal life with a set of principles and a set of practices with a tame mind that will benefit us greatly through the infinity of time. Whatever that even means.
Yes, it's about being all here now.
Yeah.
Now, I got a question for you that you, like, I'm sure you've heard it before, but this is coming through Samantha. Samantha said, I was told that meditation is not Christian, and quieting your mind allows for satanic forces to enter the body. How do I comfortably use this practice when my church teaches this?
That's a good question, Samantha. Thank you for that. And that's one that I've heard from certain people, you know, that are practicing certain religious rituals and have a certain doctrine or dogma that they follow. When I think about it, I believe she did say she was Christian. When I think about the Bible, I think about Jesus particularly. And Jesus often, you know, went out into the wilderness, symbolizing this place to commune with God, his Father, the allness, the oneness, however you describe it for yourself. And in that quiet time, in his prayer and meditation time, not only did he pray and speak the things that he expected to experience, he also had time to listen. So what we're talking about here is the same practice. And I also believe in the Bible, it says, come with me to a quiet place and get some rest. This means quiet and quell all of that. It also says, don't worry. Don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself. It's worried. There's enough for you to focus on today, right now. And so time after time after time, throughout the Christian Bible, it speaks of this going away, this going into quiet. Do not pray in front of other men. Go into a place by yourself, and quiet so that you can commune with the oneness and the allness in your time. And so there's the prayer part, but then there's also this listening back of the voice. And I think that sometimes that listening to the voice may be where people have gotten a little tripped up. And whether it's a belief in God and a Satan, all of that is taking place in the mind. It's all taking place in that space. And so whatever it is getting in, and some, you know, it doesn't mean that, even if we're thinking about this from an evil perspective, what about the good that's coming into the mind? And I think if we start making these distinctions between good or bad, it's all what's happening in our thoughts. It's all happening in our thoughts. So, again, if we look at Jesus Christ, again, as an example, let but this cup pass by my lips, I don't want to be crucified. This can't be. Don't let it happen to me. This can't be happening I am the Son of God. How could I be crucified? But recognizing from the Christian tradition that this was what Jesus had to do to demonstrate his divinity, that even death I can overcome. I'm not bound by my mind or this physical body. And so growing up as a Christian, and I mean, I was confirmed, I was an acolyte, I was the choir, I did every Easter play, but I've also have been able to gain great wisdom from other practices. And there's nothing religious about this practice, nothing. You can be an atheist and meditate. You can be a Christian, you can be a Jew, Hindu, Buddhist, Jain. There's nothing about the practice of mindfulness where you literally are learning to relax all of those thoughts. And so let me spend just 1 minute on Samantha's question. Many of the thoughts that we think, even about ourselves, are evil. And I don't care how much we're going to church. I'm not this. I'm not that. I'm not enough. Something's wrong with me. And I don't like these people. This I don't like. I don't like broccoli. I don't like beets. And while these sound very simplistic, it's all rooted in a mind, a mindset that has nothing to do with the divine energy of any kind, good or bad. It's how the mind has been conditioned. And so I tell people when they come to my class, you can be anything. I'm not trying to change anything about your religious practice. If that is what's supporting you through this life experience, I say go for it. It's not, none of this is good or bad. What we're doing here is helping people understand their true power so they can get even closer to the divinity that they worship and recognize that those lessons that follow me, follow my way, it was all about following the practice, following this practice, following this way of prayer, of humbleness, of giving, of loving, of communion with the allness. That's the path. And I've seen this path consistently. And it's in every religion. But then, you know, we do have the cultural and the religious belief behind it. But meditation, I think, can only enhance it and amplify it. And I actually do see a lot of Christian ministers, from T.D. Jakes to Joel Osteen and others, starting to talk about this practice of quieting the mind. This is about quieting the mind. Jesus, everybody, they all did it. Jesus, the Buddha. None of them own meditation as a concept. None of them own divinity as a concept. They all preached it and practiced it.
Yes.
Thank you, Samantha. That's a great question.
Yes, indeed. Be still and know that I am God.
Yes. Exactly right.
Before we do the meditation, I want to ask you this, because you went there when you talked about Jesus saying, well, you know, just move this bitter cup for me. No, I don't want to be crucified. And Jesus then said, you know what? Thy will be done. Just talk to us a little bit about surrender, because I really believe surrender is very important in this process of meditation, of our spiritual practice. And sometimes we look at surrender as, you know, surrender being weak, or, you know, surrendering something that you should be afraid of. What are your thoughts on surrender?
Oh, listen, I surrender 25 to 30 times a day when I'm starting to take control over a situation, or I'm starting to feel a little worried or stressed, or it's got to be my way, or something's not happening the way I want it to happen. And that's when I step back and recognize, let me surrender, because what I'm doing now, if I'm going to my thinking mind, which is 99.9% rooted in me and I, me, happen my way, make sure that I'm happy, and if other people are okay, that's fine. If they're not, well, that's not my issue, as long as I'm okay. And it's got to happen my way and in my timing. If not, I won't be happy. And I get panicked. Oh, how am I going to get it all done? Oh, it's just too much, too many things. I can't see. And that's when I recognize that I'm getting caught up in the mind. I'm not in the moment. I'm not in any kind of level of now awareness, any of that. I'm caught up in a mind that's projecting itself to a future state of something not happening. But when I surrender and allow, and first of all, accept the moment as it is. Okay, there are a lot of things that have to get done today. Let me accept that versus trying to pretend like it's not happening and I'm feeling all this stress in my body because I'm still thinking about it, but I'm lying to myself about it. Let me just stop for a moment and accept that this is going to be a very busy and intense day. There's a lot to get done. There's a lot on the table. And in that place of surrendering, let's say there's a relationship that's not going quite like you hoped for that, or that you're trying to make happen, and you've got the best of intentions. Stop all that trying. And no spiritual text that I've ever read, and I've read many of them, the Pali Canon, the Quran, the Bible, the Bhagavad Gita, I mean, there's just so many. None of them said, now go try a whole bunch of stuff today. After you've read this, don't go try a bunch of things and let's just hope and keep our fingers crossed that it's going to work. What they all speak to is surrendering and getting away from the thinking and the mind and the control and the me and the I and the gotta and step back. Step back. And in this moment, I'm accepting this moment. And now from this place of openness and spaciousness, I can allow God, Jesus, you know, the truth, the oneness, the allness, to emanate and to rise up in me and blossom in my beingness. And I will know exactly what to do, and everything that I need will show up. The people that I need, the money that I need, everything will just show up. But we have to ask ourselves about our faith. Do we have more faith that it won't work or faith that it will? And we don't have to hope that this will work. We can practice this and watch it just manifest right before our eyes. And that comes into this whole idea that all things are possible. This is when we learn to just surrender and to be here now. This is where life happens. Life doesn't happen in the tomorrow. Doesn't happen in the yesterday, for sure. It can only happen now. I always say nothing will ever happen in the future. Nothing. And one of my teachers taught me, nothing will ever happen in the future. Nothing. It will only happen in the now, in that moment. The next time you go buy a new car, it's going to happen that minute you sign that paper and you give them that down payment. That's when it will happen, and that will be the now. Now, we can have a vision for a new car. We can think about the places we'll go to buy it and the kind that we want, but it will only happen now. The future is nothing but a projected concept of the mind. Again, it's more thinking. That's all it is. But if we can be present, all of the knowledge, the peace, the wisdom that exists in all of this creative force, this alpha and omega energy resides in us as well. And we will never be left without a solution. And sometimes the solution is to just, I have a favorite saying, be still, let it be still, and it will move. Sometimes we think that making things happen means that we have to push, try. But often it's just being still, especially when everything that you're trying isn't working. Let's not continue to go down that path. That's not what we want to do.
Right.
Let's just be still and surrender to what is. If you're in an argument with somebody and they just won't let up, and you've made a cogent, very cohesive, you know, your point, you put everything on the table and you just can't, let it go. Let them have it. Just surrender to the moment and what is, because it's about your peace and happiness. Your true nature will guide you through and to everything that you need. I'll give you a quick example. This morning, I was out doing a walking meditation, and I was talking about prosperity, thanking, just this universal energy for prosperity. And I come back in, making my morning little smoothie, and I just swept some things out the door, just some little scraps that were on the floor. And I turned around and was walking back towards the door, and there was a $20 bill sitting right in the middle of the floor. No one had walked into the door. There was nothing around. There was nothing that could have blown in, and it was sitting right in the middle of the floor. And I just looked at it, and I just thought, well, thank you. I don't have to guess about it. I don't need to go do a big investigation. I just picked the money up, put it in my pocket, and kept going. And so when we're not holding on so tightly things start to manifest. Because if you, that's why we have to be careful also with our words. Because as you casually say things, they'll show up because you're just that powerful. And so when you don't hold on so tightly, you choke the whole manifestation process. Oh, I got to pray and hold and hope and hold and hope and just squeeze it. State it with authority. Surrender to the moment. Enjoy the moment. Just enjoy the right now. And let the next moment take care of itself. Be present now, and everything will be added unto you.
Hey, man. I felt that. Woo! It's the perfect time to just slide. I know you got to leave in about 2 minutes. If you could just take us through a preface of meditation so people can experience it and experience and be able to allow what you just shared with us to just allow it to sink into themselves so they can take you with them wherever they are in the world. Whenever you're ready.
This is what we do in class. This is what we do in class at Bliss and Me. And you can, even if you're not in the Atlanta area, you can also join me via your webcam. We'll join from all over the world, Africa, Asia, Europe, Latin America. But the first thing that I want you to do is just to sit somewhere. You might be at work right now, but just where you're comfortable if you can. You might not be able to close your eyes gently, but just sit in peace. And we're just going to first just relax the body. First, it's relaxing the muscles in your neck. Just letting everything drop, allowing your shoulders to drop. Relaxing your arms, letting everything drop. Not holding on to anything, relaxing your chest and your back, relaxing your hips, your thighs, your knees, relaxing your feet, relaxing your hands. Now just staying focused on the breath, breathing in through the nose and out, just focusing on the breath, just staying in this place, focusing on the inhalation and the exhalation. Focusing again and breathing in the inhalation and out. In and out. And just notice how the body just starts to release a little tension, just a little bit with each breath, breath that animates us every day and gives us life. Just let it drop. Let every thought, just let the thoughts be there. They're just thoughts. They can't hurt you. They're not real. They're just thoughts about something. And we're going to let those thoughts float by like clouds. You don't have to get engaged or involved with them, no matter how persistent they are or how intense they feel or how urgent they feel. It'll all get done. So we're just going to relax in that breath. Again, breathing in through the nose and out. And if you can, I want you to notice your heartbeat. Get in touch with that. You may not have even done this before. Just get in touch with your heartbeat, the life-giving force of that heartbeat and that blood flow through your body. And just be still enough to feel that. Just that loving energy of that heart doing what it's doing. That breath doing what it's doing, this gift that we woke up with today. Now, I didn't even have to think about it. We woke up breathing. We weren't worried about, am I going to breathe in the next moment? No, we just took the next breath, and we'll do it again and again. Not worried about our heartbeats. We pretty much believe and hope that that heart will continue to work for us until at the time that it doesn't. That's okay, too. But in this moment, we just focus on this quietness, peacefulness, focusing on the breathing, knowing that our true power is in connection with the divine energy that runs through this universe that created us, that causes the sun to rise and to set, and allowing the mind just to drop, just watching those thoughts, watching them, not judging them. And if the mind wants to get us caught up with it and take us on a journey, we just gently bring our attention back to the breath, gently but firmly. bringing the attention back to the breath and just feeling that gentle sensation of breath and air right at the tip of your nose, just feeling that gentle sensation ever so gently coming in and out. And with each breath in, with each inhalation, I want you to see every breath as light. Just see that as you feel that air, see that as light coming into your nose. And then allow that light to just drop down deep into your heart. That light, and just see the heart being illuminated and just lit up. So much light, so much peace, so much bliss. And this is just called the clear light of bliss, and just seeing that space just lit up, and we're allowing our mind, time, the pain, and to relax and not run us. So we're going to focus again in through the nose, that clear light of bliss, and just allowing that light to deeply penetrate the heart. And just focusing on this gentle sensation of breath. And anytime the mind wants to wander off into a meaningless thought, again, no matter how urgent it seems, how important or persistent, we just gently but firmly bring ourselves back. Plenty of time to get engaged later. We're just taking a moment right now for ourselves. And let's just stay here for a moment, focusing on this breath. Doing it ourselves. I'm going to be quiet for just a moment and let you focus on the same process for yourself and just stay focused, all of your attention at the tip of your nose and into your breath. Just stay right here. Just allowing ourselves just to be present in the now. That is what the now feels like. I'm not worried about what's going to happen at 3 o'clock. I can just be here now. 3 o'clock will take care of itself. Those thoughts that are trying to run me from what happened to me 10 years ago, what I need to do later, what I hope to get, what's not happening, that's just awesome stuff manufactured in my head. May not even be that way. Might be. But me worrying about it and being caught up in it isn't going to help me. I'm going to stay present now for peace, for all knowingness, to tap into wisdom, for clarity, for comfort, for healing. And I'm just focusing on my breath, just breathing in. That's all I'm doing right now, focused right here. Continuing this clear light of bliss, just deep within the heart, just in this very quiet place, knowing that my thoughts are just little blurbs of energy. Boop, boop, boop. Popping in and out. Things I thought about yesterday I probably don't even remember. Just focusing on the breath. Inhalation and exhalation. And now I want you to take a deep breath in through the nose. Very, very, very deep. Slowly but deeply filling up the lungs completely. And then I want you to exhale through the nose. Slowly releasing all of the air out, even to the point where it feels uncomfortable. Getting it all out slowly, slowly, slowly. So you're even pushing it out. When you're done, another deep breath in through the nose, feeling just all that great life energy flowing in. And just noticing how the body and the mind maybe just calm down just a little bit, just taking a little bit of the edge off. Experiencing this great mind of presence, this connectedness with everyone and everything, knowing that everything will be provided in the next moment, what you need to do. And when you're done with your exhalation, just go back to your normal breath. And when you're ready, if you have closed your eyes, just gently open your eyes. When you're ready, you might just feel a great sense of comfort in the body right now. It's kind of hard to get moving again. Just start shaking your shoulders a little bit and wiggling your fingers. But even 5 minutes of this at the beginning of your day, at lunchtime, in the evening, just 5 minutes, just to quiet yourself. Watching the thoughts. And when a thought does come up, you don't have to judge it. Just notice it. Wow, isn't that interesting how that agitates me when so-and-so says this to me? How dare that person? Isn't that interesting how I get agitated? Don't judge it as good, good or bad, you nor the other person. Isn't that interesting how I get a craving every day at 2 o'clock for sugar? Isn't that interesting? Very uncomfortable if I don't satisfy that. Can I sit with this for a minute? Can I just sit with it? Without having to indulge it. Isn't it interesting that when things aren't going well for me, I have to go shopping? Oh, isn't that interesting? I'm watching my mind and how it's been trained. And the more we watch and observe, the more we start to create a spaciousness around a thing, a person, an event, an idea, and the more room there is for the manifestation and the emanation of that truth and true nature within us. And we're able to go beyond. We're able to walk through all experiences with peace and presence. We can watch where those trigger points are, things that anger us, things we don't like for whatever reason that we don't like them, the things we have to have, the things that control us. The more we pay attention, the more we dissolve. The less stuff, the less attachment, the more free, the more liberated, the more salvation. So thank you for giving me a chance to get everyone a meditation. I hope people were able to enjoy that. If not now, they can practice later.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for the gift of blissness. Thank you. So everyone that's listening to this show, you are no longer allowed to say, I can't meditate or I don't know how. Whew. Thank you. Okay, time is doing what time does. Get moved. Anything you're up to that you want our listeners to know or anything that you're feeling that you want to share or both? It's
sure. Visit us at www.blissinme, that's blissinme.com. And we will be starting our fall classes in the middle of September. We also do one-on-one classes, group classes, either online or in person. We will be having a special event for those in the Atlanta area in September. It's going to be a meditation and chocolate tasting, a pairing of chocolates that resonate with the words peace and bliss and love and namaste. But just finding different ways to experience this amazing presence and now of now and all the beautiful gifts around us. And we will be following up later this summer with the, summer's almost over. This fall we'll be having an off-site retreat again here in the Atlanta area. But if you have any special and personal needs where you want to talk about your meditation practices one-on-one, please reach out to me at bliss@blissinme.com. And I'm happy to set up a private program for you or have you join our classes. But stay tuned and watch our website. You can see some of the things that have already taken place and then see what's coming up. So please be blissful and find time to give yourself this gift of meditation. Much bliss and much peace to everyone.
Bronwyn, thank you. I'm stuck with the meditation and chocolate.
I know, it's my favorite thing.
Yes. And I got to tell you, I work with Bronwyn. She is an amazing teacher. She helps me with my spiritual practice. And she introduced tools. I'm like, oh, wow, I've never heard that one before. And it takes me places. So, Bronwyn, thank you so much for who you are on this planet. I am
thank
so
you.
Grateful. And looking forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you very much. And thanks to all
you're
your
welcome.
Listeners.
Yes, indeed.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Life is good. It's getting better. It's getting blissful. If you didn't feel that, well, I don't know what to say to you. If you didn't feel that, you're not on this side of the planet. Well, if you are, if, even if you're on the other side, well, if you didn't feel that, I don't know what to say to you, so I won't even try. I think it's time for... No, I'm not going to do a break. We're going to just bring you on to Celestial Moment because it ties in very well. We're all in this space, all filling ourselves just deep, deep. And then we've got to do some questions. Whew. Well, Celeste, I hope you're awake. How are you?
I'm back.
Oh, you went deep. Yes. Growing. Amazing. She is amazing.
Yes,
so
that was beautiful. All right. So we are, you know, tight. So I will get to it. Wow.
Yeah, let's do it.
I have to come back to my body. Sure. And then I have some questions for you.
Yeah, do some questions. All right. So good.
Did you love out to Donna DeLuca?
Oh, you know, folks know I'm ever loving out.
Okay, just want to make sure we're loving out to Miss Donna and Delisha and Glenda. All right,
Glenn.
Let me get to Celestial Moment.
And Deborah and Carly and Benzie and Spiritual Warrior. We haven't seen Spiritual Warrior in a long time. Silent listeners, this guy is guest. But anyway, come on, get on with it. It's time for Spiritual Moment.
I'm ready. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. I come bearing a number gift, and I trust that you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. The energy of the day equals 9. 9 is the end of a cycle. It also expresses in tarot as the Hermit. The Hermit is the way shower. The Hermit is astrologically connected to the sign of Virgo. And Virgo whispers, we are whole and complete all unto ourselves. 9 also shows up as the butterfly in medicine cards. And its gift is the gift of transformation. The 9th letter of the alphabet is I. And words like intense, incognito, and introspection connect us to the divine energy of the number 9. Now today for a special treat, we're going to put the spotlight on the links of the medicine cards. Its number is not 9, it's actually 18. But when you add 1 plus 8, you get 9. So here we go. Links, you know the secret so very well, the dream time and the magic, but you'll never tell. May I learn to hold my tongue, observe like the Sphinx, powerful yet silent, the medicine of the Lynx. Lynx medicine is an amazing tool for drawing information you need to you. Messages on your path are not always going to flash on a billboard. We are so hungry for information that we might even search outside ourselves for some type of direction, which only serves to keep us out of balance and ungrounded. If Lynx is at your door, listen. Brother or sister Lynx can teach you of your personal power and of things you've forgotten about yourself. Lynx can lead you to lost treasures. He reminds to use your ears more than your mouth so you can restore order. It teaches to trust the unfolding of your life with patience. Make quiet your friend. The truth is there are no real secrets. Just things our level of consciousness can't truly see. Night vision calls for more than just looking. The Lynx is an excellent listener. With hunter eyes, he is not tricked into focusing on the illusion of separation. No, even in the dark, the Lynx finds the gift of oneness. All is well. And that's the story of 9. So to the Lynx of the medicine cards. See you on Wednesday, around 1. For another Celestial Moment. Thank you.
Amazing indeed. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Reminded us to listen in and prescribing soul foods for folks. to support them in living their soul's intention, living their best life.
Mm-hmm.
Whew, that was, yeah, this, okay, so, let's do questions. I don't have nothing to say. It's been a great show. I mean, I just really love the energy of today's show. It's just perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Not comparing to any other shows. I'm loving the energy of today's show.
Yeah,
so,
all our babies are beautiful. And speaking of babies, you've got some serious questions from folks here.
Yeah, I read the first question, so I'm just going to refrain. I'm just going to just let you read before
don't
I respond.
Hold back. Go hold it back. Yes, this is from Tina. Dear Life Coach Today, how do you feel about parents who videotape themselves embarrassing their children and then posting it on Facebook as a form of punishment? Do you think this is an effective parenting tool? Tina.
Watch your mind. Watch your mind. Don't judge it, Ade. Just watch the mind. Just let it do what it does. Here it is. Shame on the parents. I think it's absolutely ridiculous that you have to embarrass your children, embarrass them, and then put it on Facebook. As a matter of fact, it's more of a reflection of their own attitude and consciousness. I don't get it. I really do not get that your child does something wrong that you think they shouldn't do, they shouldn't have done, the way they dress, the way they talk, or whatever it is. And parents think the best way is to videotape it and put it on Facebook. Man, woo! It sucks. And as a matter of fact, parents that do that, they're simply showing the world how bad they suck as a parent. Why they think they're embarrassing the child, they're really embarrassing themselves, their parenting skills. Because if your children are the fruits and you're the tree, and if you think your fruits are so bad, how did that happen? You're the tree. Can you imagine if this parents at work messed up a project or didn't make their target? Or their business fell through, and whoever, their supervisor, their boss, CEO, president, or whatever, videotaped them and put it on social media. What would they do? They'll want to sue the company. If you don't like it, don't do it. If you don't like it, don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm feeling so much rise up. And let's move on to the next question. I just think it's like, woof. If you, I don't have issues with disciplining your children. And discipline doesn't just mean whooping them, spanking them, whatever. It's teaching them consequences of their actions. I don't have a problem with that. But why do you think you have to put it on Facebook? Let's go on to the next question, because I can go off on a tangent on that. That's a deep chord.
Very restrained answer from you, Life Coach Today. I was expecting you to go off.
It's jacked up.
Let me not pull that trigger. I'll remember. Okay. Oh, this is. Here we go from Kenny. Dear Life Coach Today, I'm dating a woman who is living a celibate lifestyle. I have strong feelings for her and would like to take it to the next level, but I enjoy having sex. I don't want to cheat on her, but I don't know if I can be with her and not have sex. I'm also afraid that we won't enjoy what we have once I tell her. How should I handle this, Kenny?
No, tell her. I mean, I said tell her. Tell her what you feel and feed that. Nah. You're like, no, I was talking to Kenny.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
I mean, if she's celibate, I don't know if you knew that before you started dating, or maybe you found out once you started dating her, you have a strong feeling to take it to the next level. Sex doesn't necessarily mean sex is the next level. I mean, some people say we're ready to take it to the next level. That means we want to have sex. What? For some people, it is. But what really is the next level? So the next level is having sex. Does the next level mean having babies? There's somebody you're dating. So, because chances are, they could, she can be pregnant. If she said, okay, let's take the next level. What is the next level? And why sex the next level? I guess when you said you enjoy having sex. Well, do you enjoy having sex? You're with somebody who doesn't want to do it right now? You have a choice to make. How should I handle this? You tell her. You know, you don't want to cheat on her. Don't. You know? You just tell the truth. And maybe I'm confused. You're dating. She's not your girlfriend. She's not your wife. You're dating. As far as I know, maybe I'm clueless. Dating means you just, you know, you kind of like each other. You're learning about each other. You're feeling each other out. Then you can move on. You don't know if you can be, you said, I don't know if I can be with her and not have sex. I think that's exactly what you're saying. You don't know? Come on, bro. Get together. You know. You said, I mean, hey, you enjoy having sex. You're talking about you don't want to cheat on her. You don't know if you can be with her. You already know. This is an issue. So tell the truth. Cut into your email. You're dating. Unless you guys didn't sign any kind of contract, you're free to move on. Honor where she is and honor where you are. You know, and deal with whatever comes up from that. Every choice has its responsibility. Every choice. So set yourself free. And, yeah. Tell the truth. And go do what you want to do so she can do what she wants to do. Or maybe she changed her mind. Maybe, maybe not. Tell the truth. Let it be. And let it flow. No pun intended. Okay.
You got time for one?
Yeah, I think we do. Yeah, we can squeeze one more in.
Okay. This is from Al. Dear Life Coach today, it's back to school time, and I'm a father who is out of work. I feel bad when I'm not able to contribute. And will choose not to be around my children. I love my kids, but as a man, it's hard to face my ex and them. I want to change this, but don't know how. I don't want to disappear because of my pride. Any help you can provide would be great. Al.
Said, I feel bad when I'm not able to contribute. Well, contribution comes in so many ways. It's not just financial contribution. That's one way. What about love? What about a hug? What about your presence? What about your authenticity? What about your desire to be more, to be self-sufficient, to add that, to share that with your children? I mean, what's really your value? If you're judging yourself, you talked about it's back to school and you can't contribute. Contribution doesn't just mean money. I mean, if you have the money and you're not present, you're still not contributing. It takes more to raise a child. Face your fears. Face what you're running from. Embrace the pride and recognize that there's a part of you that feels ashamed because you don't have money, but there's so much more to supporting the children, being able to nurture them, being able to support them, being able to be there to remind them that they are loved, being able to teach them by your own life that sometimes there's going to be times when you're going to have financial struggles, but that doesn't mean you give up. It's about, once again, it is. It's about telling the truth, showing up, do what you can do. Have a real, authentic conversation with your ex, the mother of your children. You know? And it's about where you are in consciousness. Because if you don't deal with your own stuff, you would take that to them. And you would experience them as judging you for what you think you don't have. But if you go there recognizing what you have already, that you're going to be there no matter what, There are mothers who struggle with finances, but they make it happen. You be an example of fathers who don't have the money that make it happen. If your relationship with your ex is kind of challenging, work through that. Work with that. Do whatever you need to do to bring peace. You say you don't want to disappear because of your pride. Don't. Don't disappear because of your pride. That's the worst thing you can do. Pride is just your mind. It's your ego. Take time to meditate. We talked about that. Just take time to be still and be inspired. And you may even find other ways to contribute to them without having to use your own money. Could be a gift. You may, there's so many ways for us to be blessed. There's so many ways for us to receive what we want. But sometimes we think it comes through money. You know? Your love is so much more powerful than money. So much more powerful. Can you imagine your ex when things were really passionate and on fire, when you were together, nothing matters? You probably weren't even thinking about money. You just wanted to be in each other's arms. Now you got children. So, yeah, remember those times when all that matters was love. And that's just the emotional thing. I'm talking about love that transcends emotion. Get a new understanding of what love is and be an example of that for your children and for your ex and watch your life transform. Because when you get a new understanding of what true love is, it will change you as a man. And it also sounds like you really want to do something. So just watch pride do what pride does. You are so much more. You are so much more, my brother. All right.
Beautiful life coach today. You've got some, I know time is doing what time does, but you got some comments in the chat room from Carly about how powerful, you know, what Al is saying is and speaking about her childhood. And she said playing games and telling stories don't cost a thing.
I know that's right.
And asking him not to disappear because they'd rather have him physically there, then they'll think something is wrong with them and you don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
No amount of money can fill that gap.
No.
if you do not be present. All right,
my brother.
I'll be back tomorrow.
I'll be right here. And your topic
What's tomorrow's topic?
Tomorrow's topic is trust your soul. Please put me on the spot like that. Great show, like today. Always nice hanging with you, man.
Thank you, Celeste. Thank you for all you. I love you, my friend.
I love you too.
It's time to release the show, but let's go with me.
Mm-hmm.
Love is where you begin to love life. All the questions that came through. Oops, sorry, Celeste. All the questions that came through. Go with me. Go without. This is Ricky Byers Beckwith. We never do dot com. Alright, just a few minutes. We love you, we bless you, we appreciate you, and we thank God for you. We love. It is the essence of who you really are. Be true to yourself and be loved. You deserve it. Thank you all for listening. Appreciate you. Share the show. Contribute to the Ask Life Coach Adam radio show by going to the like pages. One of them, click the donate button or the like conversations. I'm out of here. I will see you tomorrow. And blessings.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.